You are listening to the Challenges versus Opportunities podcast number 3, a podcast dedicated to empowering your performance for success. I'm your host, Monica Batsuk. I'm sitting down with my dear friend, Colin Scotland. I'm so inspired by his work, and I think you must really learn a lot from him. And this is why I am connecting, having this conversation with you. And Colin has lots of experience in entrepreneurship, especially online e-commerce industry. He have raised himself from 0 to 4 million per year revenue. And before he actually failed spectacularly in 2013, I think. Yeah. And he has been lectured in marketing for Chartered Institute of Marketing in the UK. And he's been leading a thriving business with entrepreneurs all around the world. And he especially teaches marketing with them, to them. And his mission, he says, it's Seth Godin, how he says it's like, help others to become who they seek to become. That's his motto and mission. He's doing what he's doing. Today's description, area, what he's going to touch is like, he's been part of my webinar, and a webinar, on that webinar, he wanted to share that is like, find your why and find your niche. That's his topic he's going to cover. And he will share 2 circle exercises to help you to gain clarity and unlock limited potential in your life and business. And number one, what you will discover through that is like, discover your why and connect with your true purpose so you can actually enjoy the challenge of building the lifestyle business you want. Number two, this exercise will show you how to match your genius potential clients you care, so you can do more great work with people who actually value what you do. Number three, uncover how you solve the problems to your customers, for your customers, so you never have to sell ever again. You're simply solving problems and serving others by doing what you do the best. Isn't that amazing? That's the topic he's going to cover. I'm so excited to have you on board. And I am hoping you are as well. So let's invite him in. So we have now here, amazing Colin here, my friend. And I'm so pleased to have you in. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So happy to introduce you, because you're a millionaire in a sense, and we are not. We know like your experience taught you so much, and I gave your information in our Facebook group, and they all kind of starting to know you, and some read and they love the story behind you, and we just want to introduce you. Like, you know, this course is all about like, no, money mindset. It's about like how we interact with the money and how we see ourselves, especially this this webinar today is like module 2, which is we're talking about emotional decisions, how we make decisions emotionally, how does it involve our, you know, direction for financial freedom, how does it impact on what we see ourselves as and our future career in a sense. And I know you are very, very amazing about what you're doing right now with your online marketing and how you teach other people and being as a coach. And you've done an amazing job for last years, decades, really. So I am really hoping, like, if you can just like spread a little bit of your experience with us in a way that's like, what did your like experience as a, you know, like when you were doing this e-commerce business, and how it become, and how did it involve, you know, you as my curious interest is like all to do with the, how did it work in your head and emotions? How did it affect, and also the learning part of it? And was it hard? Was it, you know, and all those juicy stuff I want to learn. And as a person, you know, I know you're very successful in your business and what you're doing as a marketing, as a marketing coach. But you also do know we are all humans. We have the parts like when it happens to money, when it happens to business, our personal way of looking at the world does impact our real result in life, right?
Massively. Yeah, massively, sure. Massively. What I think is so critical, and it took me a very difficult journey to understand, is that you hear people say the answers are within you. The answer for you changing the world lies inside of you. And that is my message today. And I'll share my experience, my story, and the horrible emotional roller coaster that I've been on to come to that realization. Because I heard people mention those words, but I never knew what they meant inside. And that is where the power of that inner transformation, especially around money, especially around wanting and needing things that we don't have, because that is critical.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you for saying that. It's so juicy. I can't wait, because I know we have hours of talk and everything. Every conversation we have, it's always inspiring. It's always beautiful to get to that point. That's so beautiful and powerful. The way you put it, it's just so much, almost like just talking about it make it very emotional. This is powerful stuff, because when we don't have anything, we don't know it yet. We just want to go on a ride and we want to play, but we don't know there is certain rules or certain something we should be aware of, but we just don't know it yet. When we are on that high stuff, like receiving that amount of money or that amount of things happening and that speed of things are changing around you, it must be quite chaos. It must be also very much like, probably, could you express that feeling? How does it feel when you're first receiving, knowing your business is going to rock, you know, it's going up? And
So I think the important thing to appreciate in that is the answer isn't in the money itself. The answer is in your interpretation and the way that you view the world around you. And this is really what it means, Monica, when people say that you already have the greatest treasure on earth inside of you. And so what happens with it through our experience of money is that we play with it, like you said. We play with it, we chase it, we follow it, we need it. We need it to survive and feed ourselves and feed our families. And so we often have an unhealthy relationship with it. And it's that unhealthy relationship that causes blocks in the flow of energy, because money, like all things in the universe, is energy, right? Yeah. And we put barriers up to cause blocks to that flow without even realizing it,
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Wow. When it like, you know, that like, you know, going, you see like we need it, we build it, we use that. Then unhealthy side of relationship part, could you give us a little bit of examples of what did you see yourself like in an unhealthy way?
Absolutely. So I spent a number of years building an online business, an e-commerce business.
Yeah.
Was very successful, had more money than I could spend, right? Yeah. Literally, because it was doing £4 million a year in turnover. We had 30 staff. I traveled throughout Europe, had lots and lots of money. Externally, had all of the things that people say, oh, that's success.
Yeah.
But the reality of that situation was it was horrible.
Wow.
It was horrible. I had success in terms of money. But I wasn't happy. I was drinking too much. I was not a great father or husband at that time. Mm-hmm. It, we have a saying in England where they say you're like a bear with a sore head, right? So, you know, a bear with a sore head. And I was literally a bear with a sore head during that time because of the stress, the pressure, all of the things that came along with that at the time. And because I was focused only on that at the time, I didn't realize it, but that was what was making me be empty inside.
Wow. So that unhappiness comes from be feeling empty inside and having a... Okay.
So the money's wonderful. What it allows you to do is wonderful, but it's not the answer. It's not the answer. It's something that happens when you uncover that gold within you. When you find out what that is and you uncover that, then money flows.
Now people, you have people like, for example, you were drinking or you have a relationship situations you can't handle or some of those things. What was the money part was doing right in there? And then there is money you can do, but did it help in any way to soothe your pain at the time or feeling empty at the time? Whatever that, you know, what was the money's part of doing in that interaction with you? What do you think?
So what happened was I lost sight of what was important to me. Because money became the thing I was trying to get more of and be successful outwardly. And so the priority of those things slipped. So the priorities of family, the priority of relationship, of my own well-being, all kind of went down in the priority list. And so it's no wonder, Monica, that you see very outwardly successful people who are hollow and empty inside because they're not fulfilled. It's not a means to fulfillment. It's something that we experience when we are fulfilled.
That's huge wisdom right there. When you are fulfilled, that just drops something there, isn't it? Thank you. When did you first notice, like, okay, it's not going to work anymore, and you gave up or surrender, whatever?
I didn't have a choice in the matter, Monica. What happened? Okay. That business went bust in 2013, and I lost everything. Everything and was left with nothing. So outwardly I lost everything, but what I realized today, 7 years later, is I lost nothing and gained everything.
Wow, that's powerful. That is powerful. That is beautiful. I think they all want to be your client right there with that sentence ending. All want to be your to be those people who wants to be discover their treasure and then utilize on that and experience on that. So thank you, that's magical. What are you doing now, and could you teach us like your theory, what you have said you would like to share with us? And then it's a really beautiful thing to have beginning of that few minutes, but please teach us your wisdom, part of your wisdom. I know you have tons and tons of them, but just a teensy winty bit, if you share with us, and we would be grateful to receive your wisdom right there.
Of course. I would love to. So in my pain, in the aftermath of losing everything, Monica, I went on a journey of discovery, a journey of uncovering that gold within, to find what that actually meant for me. And listen, when people say, oh, I've got to put food on the table, I've got to pay the bills, I've got to find shelter, all of those things, I know what that feels like firsthand, right? From having literally nothing, literally not zero, you know, owing the bank everything that I had and losing it all and having nothing and going from that place, and that having been through that pain is the thing that allowed me to sit here today and say to you that you can uncover that treasure without going through that pain.
Yeah.
Because the answer isn't in what you, what you seek outside, it's inside of you. You know,
that's
so so true. So without realizing it, I kind of discovered my ikigai, my reason for being. And so I am using a very simple version of this now to help people to connect with what's important to them, but also to take something to market, because my background and my skills are marketing. Okay, so I've developed this concept into something very, very simple that I call the two circles.
Wow, okay.
So it's really, really straightforward and simple, but it's a way that allows you to find your reason for being.
Okay.
And then to translate that into something that you can change the world with, that you can change people's lives with, that you can take to market, that you can and earn money along the way in doing something that you are truly called to do.
Okay, nice.
Okay, so when you are stripped of everything, it leaves things very raw, very even talking about it now, still I'm processing emotion around that. It's painful emotion that makes me almost feel like crying, right? Because of the pain of that. I lost so much sleep. I went through so much heartache after that. It really, but in being stripped down to nothing, allowed me time. Well, I had three jobs, Monica, to pay the bills, three part-time jobs just to put food on the table.
Yeah.
But in that searching process, I was able to uncover the things that lit me up inside, the things that I felt called to do. The reason I felt I was here and the things that I loved to do, the things that I was good at. This becomes the first circle, the why. The why is you. The why is, why are you here? What are you here and called to do? What's your purpose in life, right? What's your calling? What's the thing that you're here to do? And what are you good at? What things can you make a difference with? What areas have you got experience, expertise? What has your journey been like? And you know the magical thing about this, Monica? Every golden Buddha, every single human being on the planet, no matter how much or how little experience they have, is unique and has a special gift to bring to the world. So that why for me is entirely unique. If the thing that I decide to pursue as my ikigai, my business, is the same as 7 billion other people on the planet, it really doesn't matter, because no, not one of those 7 billion are me. Not one of those 7 billion are you. So in uncovering your true potential, that's where you really uncover your true self, your authentic self. So when people talk about being authentic, that's what they mean. They mean stripping away all of the nonsense, all of that clay that is stopping our light from shining in the world. That's what it means. So so the purpose of this is to find your why, your purpose, and uncover what really matters to you.
Wow. That makes sense. Absolutely. It does make sense. There is this authenticity, the sentence of like being authentic yourself, be yourself, or be what, you know, being authentic. This is really hard, big question, and lots of people confuse them. That we always compare, this is a big problem, what other people will think, and we're trying to, those clays outside the gold of the Buddha. And then that's like what people want to see me, what do I want to be seen as? And those are such a hard thing. And lots of things I also notice in my community. They say many people compare themselves, oh, I'm richer, I'm poorer, you know, I've got this and that person has this family or car, whatever. They have lots of comparisons in economical and outside values of things. And then when you're authentic, and that is such a way, like it seems cliche, and lots of people don't, still don't, they say, oh, they get it, but they don't actually get it. that part is such a challenging thing, isn't it? How you expressed it in earlier is like, I'm just unique. This is just me. Nobody else is like me. Many people don't say so. And they say, yeah, okay, yes, that's me. I know. They just wishy-washy accepting me. But they're just like, when you say it, it's just so meaningful. It's so deep. It's just a fundamental truth. You can't break it. You can't move it. You can't shake it. It's just this.
And so Monica, one of the really interesting things that we can do is just to kind of close your eyes and take a deep breath. And put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart and just take a deep breath.
Okay.
Fill your lungs with air and allow the air to come out.
Okay, yes.
So yeah, and just allow yourself to connect with that inner person deep within you, within your heart, not in your head, not in your mind running around trying to fight and pay things and find things and do things, but just to really ask that question, who am I? Mm-hmm. And to offer love and compassion to yourself in that moment, just for a few brief moments. And then to focus in on the why, the why you exist.
Beautiful.
When we look inside like this, something magical happens, Monica. Mm-hmm. We don't chase outside things. Mm-hmm. We are stilling the waters inside of us that make us okay with what is. And when we come to a place of acceptance of what is, then we can start the exciting, the infinite possibilities of imagining what could be and creating a vision of what we would like our life to be, but from a place of acceptance and surrender to what is, right? And from a place of love, from a place of loving ourselves and wanting to heal ourselves and heal others around us, then we're in a powerful position to take a truly authentic version of us out into the world, not one that is doing what we think other people want us to do, that is saying what other people expect us to say, but one that is us unashamedly, unapologetically, from a place of love and compassion, not from a place of scarcity and of greed and of those things. And you know, when we find ourselves in that place, we change ourselves, and in changing ourselves, we change the world around us. That really is the answer to having more money, but that isn't the goal.
Yeah, wow, that isn't the goal at all. It was already somewhat given to you already, and you just don't notice we have it already. So the problem is just chasing outside. Amazing. Thank you.
So rather than say, how can I make more money? If we ask the question, how can I make a difference? Then you will make more money.
All right. Okay.
Because that's uncovering the authentic version of you. It's not chasing the falseness that surrounds money. This is the root cause of all of our issues around money, Monica. This is the root cause of those blocks that we talked about earlier. When you realize that it's not about you in that sense, it's about the people around you that you interact with. And when you look to make a difference, that's when magic happens, because you then seek to do good, to be significant and have meaning in the lives of others. That moves us into the second circle, which I'll talk about in a sec.
Okay. All right.
So when we look at the second circle, we're then looking to ask the question of who would value those things that are precious to me, those things that I am good at, those things that I have experience of, those things that I love to do. Who would value that? That then is the starting point of when people talk about finding a niche for your business, for your endeavor. Who are your people? Who are the people that would value what you've got to say and to give? Who are they for you? That's the starting point then of identifying your target market, your target audience.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Wonderful. And so once we've begun to ask these questions, we're able to focus on the bit in the middle, which is where it gets super exciting, because this is where we are doing the work, and the work is lifelong, right? It's never ending. It's a lifelong journey of discovery of self and focus on what's important and valuable to you. Mm-hmm. And then matching that with people who would value it. That's what in business and marketing they call product marketing fit, right? That's what this means. So the bit in the middle is where we ask the question, what problems could you solve for those people with your skills, with your experience? How can your journey influence and have a positive impact on the lives of others? What problems can you solve? That's the starting question for what your business is in terms of products and services and offerings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Love that.
Wonderful. So that gives us a starting point for creating a business, a venture, an entrepreneurial adventure that has true meaning to us, but also has true meaning to the people that we interact with. That's how you are opening the doors to infinite possibility, Monica. That's how you really, really walk the path of authenticity, of making a difference. And that's how, when you live true to you, that's how you unlock unlimited potential from the world in terms of money, of wealth, of things that no longer matter to you. They no longer matter to you because you've transcended what the money is. The money becomes then a byproduct of your happiness. You see?
This is fundamental. We were talking about a few days ago, like, you can solve this one problem and then you can make it like exponential. And in a sense, like, when you manage to learn to solve one problem, you can make it easily 2, 3, 4, and you discover other ways to solve more problems. The more problems you solve, more earnings, more money coming in without even trying hard to at all, isn't it?
Absolutely. So this is where that bit in the middle becomes fundamental to your business. That bit in the middle becomes your value ladder, your suite of offerings that you deliver to the world. This is where true, like, growth from a monetary business perspective comes, because you're not able, you may start by focusing on a single problem and delivering a solution to that problem. But quite like you said, Monica, it develops and grows into a suite of problem-solving solutions, right? Of of products that solve very specific problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Our question is here, like, how many problems can we solve? Can you solve? That's the thing. How many problems? It's almost like this. And instead of having this, like, how much money can I get? How do I get the money? Instead, like, how many problems I can solve? How do I make a difference through those problems? Through those, solving those problems, and that difference we make is the value to, you know, that is the golden thing. We're chasing after something else that's completely wrong, which is then, of course, we're somewhere like, you know, there were like a roller coaster, not a roller coaster, what's that one? Oh, Holocaust. Is that Holocaust? No, the word, the wind.
Hurricane.
Money is those are people who are in the midst of the outside, spinning around the hurricane, right? And this, the problem you're saying is the people who are standing in the center of it, and just everything drops right onto their, like, big pocket or bucket, whatever. And it's onto them. They are the ones who's receiving it. You know, like a hurricane, they circle spinning, but they've got this root in somewhere, the center of that. It's not spinning. Mm. It's that control right there in the middle, right? Everything's spinning around them.
Absolutely. And this is the work for each and every one of us, for everybody, for each and every one of you. It's to do that inner work, to find that grounding, that centeredness, to uncover that gold within you, and to allow that to shine out into the world, because it's not for just you. It's for you to share with the world.
Share with the world.
Yeah. So if you think about that, Monica, if we look at ourselves in the mirror, and we smile at ourselves, what does the reflection do?
Smile at me back again.
If we frown at our reflection in the mirror and we give out that negativity, what does the reflection do?
Oh, that's beautiful. Frown. Yes, absolutely. So,
it cannot be any other way.
Absolutely.
So if we connect with that true self, that inner essence, that infinite divine within, and allow that to shine, strip away the clay and allow that light to shine in the world, only goodness can come back, because we are smiling at the world. And so the universe can only smile back in abundance.
Wow, that's beautiful. Absolutely, I love that. Okay, we have this little story. When I was little girl, there was this story, cartoon character, right? And there was a mom saying, like, okay, you can go to the water and bring some flower around the river and pick some flower and then come home. And the little, I think that's like raccoon or something, little raccoon, I think. Raccoon went around and then went to the river and watched there was another raccoon looking at them, staring at the water, and he was so scared. They're like, oh, there is a raccoon. Somebody else is looking at me. And she was scared, running back home and telling with like, I'm so scared. The raccoon was there and I can't do it. And then mom says like, okay, go around and then go around, try again. And then he then next time like scared the raccoon off, and he's got this stick in his hand and went around the river trying to capture that flower, right? And then went around and tried to whip that stick on it. And then that raccoon looked at it and then had a stick on him, angry as himself, like panicked again, dropped the stick and then went back home. Next time mom says like, why did you have to do a smile? Try smiling, see how it changes. And then raccoon went back again to the water, smiled and smiled. Okay, I just want to get some water. Said, okay, here you go, some water, some flower. And then he picked the flower and come home. Mom was saying, if you smile, everyone smiles at you. And that was a little, such a beautiful thing. It's like a mirror thing, but somewhere that like what we give, what we appreciate in the world and comes to you, right? It's just such
Jordan, that is such a powerful story. I love that, Monica. I love Thank that. You. And Jordan Peterson, the philosopher, said, energy flows where attention goes. That's so true. So wherever we focus our attention is where the energy flows. And so what we put out is what comes back, you know, this whole karmic idea of we reap what we sow. And you know, it's the wonderful thing about this, and the thing that gets me excited, is it is infinite. It truly is infinite.
Wow. Yeah.
It is infinite. So imagine this. Imagine we are at the bottom of a waterfall with a bucket. And we're trying to gather the water in our bucket. And give we hold this bucket full of water and we go, this is everything that we've got. And we throw that bucket up to try and get it to the top of the waterfall. No matter how hard we try,
we
can never outgive the waterfall. So that's what happens in life, in the universe. We give everything that we've got. And we are returned with an abundance, with a waterfall of abundance.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's powerful.
Wow, that is new phrase for me. I'm going to start talking about those. Okay, so one of those ways, like giving and receiving, we are giving abundantly in a way, like unlimited forms of things and being kind or generous or doing our best in which we can. And then it also is like the receiving part. It's like some people, we can't
receive. I love that you mentioned that. Yeah. Definitely. Because the problem is we don't allow ourselves to receive. Yes. Here's the thing, Monica. One of my clients is a transformation coach. Mm-hmm. And he worked with a lady who was Elizabeth Taylor's makeup artist. You know, the actor,
okay.
The actress?
Wow, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he told me a story that really touched my heart. I'll share it with you really quick. And she came to work one day. Elizabeth Taylor was a very generous person, yeah, by all accounts. Okay. He came to work one day, and there was somebody with a case of jewels, very precious jewels and jewelry and gold. And they asked her, which one would you pick if you were given a choice to pick? And she was, you know, she was humble and poor, and she didn't have a lot of money. She couldn't afford any of the jewels in the case. So she just picked one of the cheapest ones in the box. Think, maybe I could have that. Maybe one day, right?
Yeah.
And she went home, did her job, came back to work the next day. Elizabeth Taylor had put that person there to give gifts to her staff. So whatever they picked out of that case, they got given as a gift from Elizabeth. Uh-huh. And so the moral of that is, how can you expect to receive great things, to get great things, if you're not willing to ask for them, or even to receive them for yourself?
Yeah. Wow.
So if only she would have picked the thing that she really wanted, that would be what she would get. If we only ever look to have enough, we will only ever have enough.
Wow. Yeah. Learn to receive. Is that, I think my part of also problem is, I've learned over the years, I've learned I'm really bad at receiving it. I've got such an ego not to receive anything. I don't know, for some reason it's tough to receive something, and then I feel like, oh no, thank you, but you shouldn't have, and all other things.
So with that, right, we all have that. I have that.
I've
had and not had and had and not had. That's been the journey of my experience in this life, right?
Yeah.
We all go through that same thing. And so with that, you really need to look at yourself in the mirror and love and cherish yourself, because you're worth that. You're worth it. And if you have that self-compassion, then you will be able, you'll be in a place to receive. Because you love and cherish who you are. You love and cherish that treasured gold that is you. That's the key. That's what's if you don't recognize that gold within, and you don't love who you see in the mirror, then how can you possibly receive without, you know, you'll never be worthy, or you'll never feel worthy.
Amazing.
Because of that.
Thank you. Step
into that waterfall, right?
Yeah. Tony Robbins was talking about this thing, like, when you're poor, no one cares about, no one will even feel sorry for you. No one gives you money. No one gives you shit. And then when you become wealthy, or some of your things are working, you become famous, everyone wants to have a meal with you, give you money, give you things, you know, provide you money. When you're poor, no one wants to pay for your bill. No one to buy you dinner. That's the truth, isn't it? Somehow we learn to give and we learn to receive. And then abundantly, your friends become more of those people who want to share and give you more and more. The upper the road is, isn't it? More you give away, and then more you seem to be receiving in a different way. And it's a karma in a way.
Yeah, it just like that reflection in the mirror, it can't be any other way. You can't frown at the mirror and get a smile back. It just doesn't happen. The universe isn't designed like that.
Yeah.
You know? So by, you can never outgive the waterfall, Monica, but you've got to give, and you've got to give, and you've got to be willing, and you've got to cherish yourself enough to receive, because you're precious. If you don't recognize that you are precious, if you just see the clay, and don't cherish and value or even recognize the gold within, how can you expect to receive?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you. I think we have questions, right? Okay. There is somebody asking, like Aruna Dogurjo, she said like she's got the Mongolian natural resources. She wants to use it, utilize it, and share it to the world. How do we do the marketing? Because you were the marketing guy, right? Marketing was mm-hmm. right there. I think she's asking because she knows your character so well now. Really believe like is how she wants to make it global, make it reachable to the rest of the world. How do you do the marketing? What's your high best tips for marketing if you were going to do it?
Okay, so the two circles work becomes the bedrock of everything that you do. So when you put products out into the world, mm-hmm. they are congruent with the work that you do in the two circles. Okay. Mm-hmm. How you do that is you create in very simple forms. Okay. You create an ecosystem mm-hmm. of content that gives, so it's throwing the water up the waterfall. It's mm-hmm. giving that help and mm-hmm. being that person that delivers that value and solves mm-hmm. those problems. So mm-hmm. in a very practical perspective, it might be content, it might be videos, it might be audios, it might mm-hmm. be sharing resources and templates, you know, on a very tactical kind of level. But mm-hmm. ultimately what you are doing is you are being that person mm-hmm. that you
deliver.
Set out to become by yeah. giving that help in a very practical way. Mm-hmm. So it's walking the walk and mm-hmm. putting that content out there mm-hmm. that causes the audience mm-hmm. to resonate with your why, mm-hmm. the reason that you do what you do. Mm-hmm. So if we have this desire to change the world, mm-hmm. but we stay in our own little space mm-hmm. and we never take that message to the world, how is the world ever going to hear?
To know, yeah, exactly. No. You need to learn to give that amount.
So you need to start by throwing mm-hmm. that value, by throwing that bucket up the waterfall and giving value. And mm-hmm. and in a practical sense, that's I have this on my desk that I share with all my clients.
Create
every day, and it's this mantra of creating and serving. Mm-hmm. and sharing mm-hmm. value. But here's the thing, from a marketing perspective, it's understanding the problem and what that looks like so that we can get clients and mm-hmm. get sales and get revenue and earn profit, yep. of course, right? So the value that we give is intentional. It's value mm-hmm. that leads to them wanting more paid help.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So all of the mm-hmm. value that you give is intentional and it has a purpose of helping them with the thing, with the problem that you solve in your paid services. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Someone says that Sansra says like she's got this emotional situation often that it's very easy to be influenced by somebody else's emotional needs and desire, whatever, and then her own personal thought gets influenced easily. And she wants to be authentic, but often it's so difficult to stand true to herself because she's often get interacted with that. And how do you solve that? Do you have any?
Okay, let me show you. That's really good questions. Yeah, this is the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. We all feel and experience this roller coaster of emotions every day, of emotion mm-hmm. and of thought and of I'm not good enough and I don't have enough and I'm scared and I'm worried and I'm anxious and all of these things. And the key to, sorry, what was the lady's question name?
So the
key to Sansra's question is in understanding that mm-hmm. you exist within the inner circle, mm-hmm. the smaller circle. This is your circle of control. So mm-hmm. this isn't my work. This is work by a guy called Stephen Covey, who wrote a wonderful book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Mm-hmm. And the inner circle is the circle of control. These are the things that you can change. you can change you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So focus on your circle, on the things that you can influence. You can influence how you deal and experience emotion, how you react to situations, how you respond, what label you put on the things that happen to you in your life circumstance. The outer circle is the circle of influence. And in that circle are the people that you interact with. You can't decide how somebody thinks. You can't decide what somebody says. You can't decide the things that people do. You might be able to influence their behavior, but you can't decide. You don't get to do that. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
So if you focus on the thing that you can control, which is you and your reaction to the world around you, then those things that happen in that hurricane, the things that people say that make you feel bad and feel emotional, they don't have that same impact. They only have that impact if you let them penetrate your inner circle, your circle of control. Okay?
That's good. Great. Yes. I think that's a really great message. Like, we do not have to control the things outside of us. We try to stop things outside of us so we feel control, right? That's our biggest
Michael,
flaw.
Yeah. And Michael Singer said that the world is unfolding around us. The universe is unfolding around us in a crazy symphony of things, right?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you in a sense. So we must focus on the things that are to do with us, the inner circle of who we are as human beings. And that then is the thing that allows us to place new labels on the things that unfold in front of us and to experience life fully.
There is somebody who's in Jaga's in Netherlands, right? She lives in Europe, and she's got a cleaning company, and she wants to increase her earning, or, you know, and she wants to do something. What can I do to make her earning to increase? And that's her question. Yeah. What should we be doing? She's got a cleaning company, but she wants to do something extra, something, you know, passive income.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah. So, three things.
Okay.
There are only three ways for what she's doing now to increase and to grow. The first thing is to do more business with the people that she's doing business with. So that means, how is she talking to her clients right now? People that have paid her money. Listen, we're in difficult circumstances right now with the whole COVID thing, of course. But in principle, how is she communicating with those people to encourage repeat business, referral, social share, recommendations to friends, and all of that? So you can grow your business by increasing the frequency
numbers
with which people buy. Not customer numbers yet,
Okay.
The frequency with which people buy.
Okay.
So. So if you've got a pool of 100 people that have paid you money, what are we communicating to those people to make them buy again and to recommend new people to us as well?
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you all three, or would you like me to stop?
Okay, I'll do this one. Okay. Yep. Second one.
So the second one is the value of every single sale. How can we increase the value of every single sale that we're doing right now? So what is an average order value for that business? How can we introduce ways for that average order value to increase? Are there related products? Are there upsells? Are there downsells? Are there other things that we can add? And remember, we're solving problems. So how could we solve that problem better? How could we solve that problem in a different way? How could we solve that problem more deeply? And those actions drive an increase in average order value. So if an order right now is worth £100 or $100 or whatever, and we increase that to 200, instantly you've doubled the size of your business.
Wow.
That's the second.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the first one.
This is marketing. Listen, is right there.
Most people do this in the wrong order. You should do this one last. Okay. Do you want to say that?
Okay.
Okay. Right. So this one is to get more sales.
Okay.
Most people focus on getting more sales, and that's not where they should put their attention. Now, getting more sales is important, but it only comes after the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So do you want to do that bit and I'll come back?
Okay. That's great. Yeah.
Okay. So new sales can be selling existing products, more of our existing products. It can be taking new products to the same market. It can be taking different products to different markets. So increasing and expanding what we offer to the world.
Okay.
And there is an avenue of ways that there are multiple avenues and ways that we can increase sales at the front end. But listen, that's powerful. But your focus should be on the bucket that is leaking at the other end once you've had sales. So how do you deliver that value? How do you solve that problem is the primary focus. And then, and only then, do you look to sell new products to existing markets, to new markets. It's called the Boston Growth Matrix, right? This piece.
Wow, that's amazing.
Let me find it and I'll bring a picture up of it while you explain that, Monica.
All right. She said, thank you, Jara.
You're welcome. So this is how you grow. This is how you do that first thing. The existing products into existing markets, or taking new products in existing markets. Okay. Taking the same products into new markets.
Yes.
Well, that might be expanding your geographical reach, your country, all of those things. And then the final one, and this is the one that you would do last, is to look to diversify, which is taking new products into new markets.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Yeah, that's very easy to understand, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's your process. That's your pathway.
Which is so powerful. Just that picture itself just gives a million words out there, isn't it? It's tons of, like, when you see the structure like that, it's very easy to understand and very simplified process. But when you are actually doing it, it's not that simple. It's not that easy. And many people get complicated by doing that, isn't it? They don't get it, some people.
Yeah.
So
because there is a clear pathway, Monica. But often what happens is we trip ourselves up. The pathway, listen, the pathway to success is actually simple, very, very simple. But we often trip ourselves up along the way, overcomplicate the pathway, or we get in our own way. And that's the clay that we talked about at the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next question is English.
Okay.
Yeah. How do I market? Most of us are asking, how do I market music, literature, etc.? She's asking.
Okay.
That's a big, broad question.
So I would, sorry, Monica, go.
Well, I'm just saying music.
It's
like a broad perspective.
Exactly. So I would obviously need to know a little bit more about the situation, the circumstance in that. But what I would say to you, generally speaking, is in identifying your truth, your authentic self, and connecting with that. Let that be that person in the world, right? Be that person in the world. And everything that you do in terms of marketing is being that person, right? So share, if it's that's a broad question. Is it sharing music? Is it sharing your music, sharing your literature and stuff like that? So without knowing the answer to that, I would just suggest that return you to that North Star, which is being you unashamedly, unapologetically, and doing that, being that, Yeah, being that, giving that value out to the world, yeah. letting that light shine, throwing that water up the waterfall, not hiding it away. So yeah. be that best version of you outwardly to the world. And so from the marketing piece is easy.
Easy.
It's easy. It's not difficult. Yeah. It's not difficult. The difficult part is you doing it.
Yeah.
You doing it. I want to be a YouTube star. How many YouTube videos have you made in the last week? None.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you expect to be a YouTube star? Right? I want to be a world-class tennis player. When did you last play tennis? Oh, 2 years ago. So how can you expect to be a world-class tennis player if you don't pick a racket up and swing it at a ball for 10 hours every single day,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Be the person that you want to be right now. Create every day and be that person now and do the actions now.
Okay.
The answers to the marketing nitty-gritty are easy to figure out. They're easy.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you. It's so controversial in a way, like people seek for other things, but actually it's not. It's in you, right? We give just mm-hmm. answer like in you. You've got it. Are you the person? Are you that person? And that gives us such a different perspective in life.
So the person that asked that question just followed up there saying, I've written 5 novels, but marketing is difficult. I spotted that in the chat. So that's a label. Marketing is difficult is a label that you're putting on the situation.
That is a limited belief, actually. That person do think marketing is complicated piece as they think it is. Yeah. I think my part, what I'm explaining here is like marketing is something you share to the world, your gift to the world. It's not about marketing. Lots of people get lost in the world of marketing. Marketing means so much. Meaning behind it, the hidden agendas, you're supposed to be something else to do the marketing. But actually, lots of that is just simple accepting what I want to do, how I like doing things, and then it is in itself, isn't it? And
yeah,
then if you love writing a book, an author, it's few books, the stories you have, you feel passionate about, you want to talk to people, you want to give to people, let them know about your story and indulge yourself in that creative zone of being happy because you love that stuff no matter what. And people will see that, receive that. And then eventually they will want to buy the book because they see the light in you, right?
Lovely way of sharing that, Monica. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so just by you connecting to what's important to you about those books, about what you're creating and sharing that with the world, that is the market. That is all the marketing you need to do. Share that with the world. Share it. Just share it. Be in that creative place. Stand under the waterfall. Throw the water up and watch the abundance come back.
Richer than you think, right? There is a juice, right? It's very tasty when you really love what you're doing. It's so tasty and it's very addictive in a way. And I love that part. And anything. I don't try to create anything, but sometimes it's just like, because I love doing things, like even if I watch a little film, even if I read a little glimpse of book, even if I just watch a few minutes of video recording of, for example, I just saw Colin's post, an inspirational quote or something. And it's been something inside me and I want to share it to the world in my own version of other ways. So sharing that, but it's not exactly what Colin says. It's something else I feel like I want to say to the world. It could come with that creativity process could come. It's marketing, but it could come in any direction, anything you feel like you're tuned into at the right that moment, right? And we share that to the world. And then that becomes a marketing. It's not something else we have to sort of like worry to possess. Like, and part of it, yes, that quote you said, piece of paper, just gets like created every day. Yeah, that's actually marketing is itself. I never knew I was creating every day just to write a post, isn't it?
Yeah, wow, you are by creating every day. You are marketing every day. That is what marketing is. People think marketing is a funnel, a lead magnet, an email sequence, a web page, a landing page, a webinar, a Facebook ad. It's none of those things, and yet it is all of those things. they are the mechanics of marketing, but marketing is creating every day and solving people's problems. That's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So it's about you. The question is about you. Like when you are becoming like marketing coach yourself first, well, who was your first client and what did you see the value you were delivering and to compare that and how did it evolve for yourself?
Okay. So after my business went bust and I lost everything, I went on a journey of taking lots of different jobs and employment and all kinds of things just to pay the bills. And I did it for a couple of years and I still wasn't happy. I was still searching. And I had a light bulb moment in doing my own version of what would become the two circles exercise, which it didn't exist at that point. I kind of found that through experience. And I realized that I love to teach. I love to share and help. And I love more than anything, I love seeing the light in people's eyes when they get it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, when they see and feel differently because I've been able to share something with them. Okay. That was a moment for me of wow, I need to do that. Okay. I need to do that. That's my why circle. That's my why. I need to help people in this way. And I love a conversation. And I'm lazy and I don't like traveling. So I wanted to do it in a way that I could do it virtually. So I said, what if I could create a business where all I do every day is have a conversation with people around marketing, around being a better person, around achieving your life's ambitions and making the world a better place through that. Yeah. That was where it all started.
That's amazing.
At that point, I didn't know it was going to be marketing coaching.
Okay.
But I knew that getting up every day and creating a business where all I did was help and serve people and have this dynamic interaction that we're having right now. This is what lights me up. This is my North Star.
Yeah.
And that was what led me into the world of coaching.
Beautiful. Thank you it's just, we know, like even... it wasn't about marketing. I think it's about you, who you are. And I'm so attracted to, like, how do you do things? You seem so fluent on any different kind of people. And you're doing so many whiz stuff. And you just don't know where it come from. And somehow you just enjoy so much and you just share it to the world. And the teaching is one of your sparkle right there in the early stage, isn't it? So how did you develop, like her question was, like, how did you develop your first customers? Where did you find them?
So I basically learned everything I could. So I spent a portion of my time educating myself, and I still do to this day. I'm always reading, listening, learning in every opportunity. So one of the most important things is to appreciate that every person that is in front of you has a lesson to teach you. You're open to it.
Yeah.
And that's so critical because we are always and will always continue to learn and develop. That was kind of the first thing.
Okay.
And then from a practical perspective, I created, with the help of my coach at the time, because I invested in myself in a coach. Yeah. I invested in my education and my development. And we created a pathway, a program that identified certain groups of people looking to do what I had experience in. A pathway for those people to solve a problem, to achieve an outcome. And then I went out into the world and I talked about helping people to solve that outcome, that problem.
Yeah. My question was this, like, also, it's very personal. Because, like, when you were doing e-commerce business, did you do marketing at this side? Or how did you handle your marketing to create that much income? Is it same or different now?
It's the same but different. It's the same but different.
So you're a different person.
Yeah, my background is marketing. So I've got a master's degree in marketing. I've got a, I started a PhD in the psychology of buyer behavior, but I didn't complete it because the online business went crazy bananas and exploded and became very popular. So I abandoned my academic. I used to lecture for the Chartered Institute of Marketing in the UK. So I used to teach marketing communications, and and then the business that grew kind of came as a result of the stuff that I was learning.
Okay.
By accident, almost, Monica.
Almost, yeah, absolutely. Wow. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I was writing a dissertation for my degree, my bachelor's degree, and it was internet marketing. And part of that dissertation, I created a website that sold products. And as I was creating the website, ping, sales.
Wow,
and that was how it started. And
then it grew. There you are.
I was an accidental millionaire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Okay. I think somewhere you said exactly you lost yourself, but actually you have lost nothing. You actually gained yourself. That's again, like you thought of that marketing piece you were saying you practiced and trying to experience it. Later on, you're actually doing it. You're making people to grow and teaching people exactly using those techniques can be done. Mm-hmm.
So I'm an embodiment of that two circles exercise, Monica. That is my life's work now, is to take the experience that I've had in that first circle and help people overcome the problems that I've been through that experience to help them become who they seek to become.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's really great. Many questions are very broad and they can be, you know, detailed. We will have tons of discussion. It's obvious more we have look, you know, let you talk, it's going to be taking us longer and longer. But I think one of those things that there are very generic few questions, some of those people wanting to, like, especially that person who said, like, written 5 books, she needs some like insights for doing the marketing effectively. So I think she might want to contact you in the future. So I'm just saying, like, that you also offer like free session to qualify, like whether you are able to help that person or, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's tons of free resources and free information all on the website, walking the walk, right? Doing what we just talked about and trying to be that light in the world with what you've got, what you know, how you can help.
Absolutely.
Like you and me and each one of us here, I am a work in progress, right?
Yeah.
That's the heartening thing. We're
that
all
makes
doing that
you
work.
So humble. I know you are so wise in lots of ways. I find that there's so much you've learned, but the way you sounded is like so humble and down to earth and everything's so kind and generous. So I really appreciate how you
likewise
are shown to us,
appreciate
you know. And your giving is abundant. We received unlimited amount of giving from you, and we're so appreciative of your time. And
wonderful.
Yeah, in the future, I'll contact you next few weeks. I know we have booked one time. I think another thing, like I want to invite you for my podcast, and we will be talking more about these amazing journeys you've been doing. And
I would love
that. Dig you more details, and some of the questions probably I'll ask on that course, so we will move on from there. So. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Look forward to it. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat today. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much.
So this is it. Challenges versus opportunities. Podcast episode number 3 is ending here. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Please take a moment and leave your comment here on our blog, LinkedIn or Twitter or on our Facebook page. We really appreciate your thoughts. For more information about our guest Colin, please go to colinscotland.com. He will be there to your guide to learn more about marketing, to learn more about entrepreneurship online, right? And he will teach you a tremendous amount of wisdom, how you look after yourself as well as your customer as well while you are doing your best of what you do. And I hope you like this so much. I did too. And again, about us, about this podcast, our connections, if you want to be part of the, our journey of teaching and helping you to grow bigger and starting to tackle the challenges in your life and reaching out to opportunities, please contact us on our website, monicabatsoup.com, and especially you can comment on our blog right down here where you are getting, and then we'll be very happy to hear from you. The other thing is, like, I'm going to invite you more of those people who are fellow entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, who is actually knowing what you know and teaching other people to guide the way to get out of poverty. And we are challenging the problems caused by poverty through education and entrepreneurship. And I believe if you want to be a part of our cause and part of our mission, please reach and contact us, and I might be able to invite you to our podcast as a guest. So hope you love what you're doing and enjoy the best of your version of you today as you are. See you later. Bye for now.